with our weekend preview. But briefly, I'd like to give you a preview of my weekend, which begins this evening. Do you consider the weekend beginning after you get off of work on Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I tend to work Saturdays.
What do you like better, Friday nights or Sundays?
Friday nights. Yes?
I pick Sunday. I like Sundays.
I used to like Friday nights more, but now I think I like Sundays more.
Why?
I used to like in college, I loved a Friday night party more than a Saturday party. Because Friday night, it's like you get done with class, you get going right away in the afternoon.
Kind of feel like letting out some steam.
Yeah, you're like excited that the weekend's there. Saturday's more of like the long, like process all day kind of deal. Like, yeah, Friday night's more fun.
So, Maddie has ballet practice tonight. And while she's at ballet practice, Sydney and I are going to see Hamilton at the Marcus Center in Milwaukee.
Wow. Now,
it'll be the first time I have seen any live performance other than a live performance of Wilde and Tausch or a Packers game from the press box since COVID. They require either a negative test or proof of vaccination to attend if you're over the age of 12. Sydney's not, so she'll wear her mask. But I was hoping that my card for vaccination was the same size as a baseball card, or for you younger folks, a Pokemon card. And it's just a little bit too big because I wanted to put it in one of those hard plastic containers to carry with me. Has some entrepreneurial person, because Tausch, you're an idea guy. Is there money to be made on some sort of like lanyard card holder for your vaccination card?
No.
Because I haven't had to use it. There's it's been not. Sitting in my office
there's,
the whole time.
No, there's not. The money's going to be made on the digital on your phone. And I'm fairly certain that's already the hay's in the barn on that.
Yeah, I don't have that either, so that's not an option for me. All right, let's do our. It's much more exciting.
Do you have a
weekend
laminator?
Preview?
Like just
I don't have one of those. And are you supposed to laminate it? You're not supposed to laminate your Social Security card. I know. So mine, which I got when I was 14, is all beat up. I don't know what the rules are. And Tausch doesn't care. Time now for our weekend preview presented by Fleet Farm.
And as we do every week, five football games on the docket for the weekend. I'm going to give you all five. You pick which one is must-watch TV.
Before you do this, I stopped at Fleet Farm yesterday. Can anybody tell me a place that has better gummy worms than Fleet Farm? Legit. They just make, I don't know what is in that concoction that they do, but their gummy worms are the best gummy worms I've ever had. And anybody that says gummy worms, it's always gummy worms over gummy bears. Always.
Oh, no.
Fleet Farm makes a much better gummy worm than anywhere. You go to these like ice cream shops and they got the gummy worms they like throwing on ice cream. No. You don't put gummy worms on ice cream. But they're kind of, these are fresh and you got to have moisture. Gotta have moisture with your gummy worm.
Gummy worm most valuable at the bottom of a dirt cup when you've got chocolate pudding and the crumbled cookie on top. You throw the gummy worm in there, fantastic. The key to a gummy worm, gotta be room temperature. When you get the gummy worm cold, it gets hard.
Yeah, I would agree with the room temperature. That all goes back to the moisture part. But all I'm telling you is Fleet Farm's got everything. We've always said that. Their gummy worms, I think, are their best. It's possible that's their best thing. Like, they have, it is the best, and I think they make their own gummy worms. Don't quote me on that, though.
Disagree that the gummy worm is superior to the gummy bear. I think
that's
the gummy
fair.
Bear, if you're going for quantity.
That's a personal preference.
Like, the individual eating experience of the gummy worm is more enjoyable, but if you want, like, better quality of your entire snacking experience, the bears are the way to go. Duh bears.
I have no idea why I don't bring ideas to the show.
Well, I'm sorry. You talking about laminating a vaccine
Let's do the weekend preview presented
I apologize,
by
but
Fleet,
it just...
please, let's just do the weekend preview presented by Fleet Farm. And I want an exemption for at least another month from coming up with ideas to discuss on the program.
Jason and his vax card on laminating TV Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And even when I have a good idea, like my miniature golf course.
Oh, shucks. How big of a piece of laminated bid do I put on my vax card? Like, oh, my God.
But boy, is a gummy worm delicious. Just, you got to make sure it's moist.
What do you think people are more interested? Gummy worm, gummy bear, or Jason's vax card?
They're more interested in the weekend preview presented by Fleet Farm.
You got to get that vax card laminated so you can get out more. Holy cow.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I go to Fleet Farm more than Taos just because I don't buy the gummy worms. Now, I'm not interesting enough.
5 football games this weekend of significance. Saturday afternoon, 2:30 on ABC. Purdue at second-ranked Iowa. Both teams coming up on the Badger schedule. Sunday, 8:30 in the morning. If you're not learning about the Garden of Eden and the Forbidden Apple, you're learning about Dolphins Jaguars in London on CBS.
Are they trying to not grow the game overseas, or what are they doing putting that game out there?
12 p.m. up against the Packers game Sunday on CBS. Chargers Ravens.
Does Urban Meyer stay over in London when they get beat? They got a bye week. Just another question.
Cowboys Patriots 3:25 late afternoon game. Mike McCarthy versus Bill Belichick on CBS.
A couple great football minds there. Yep.
And Sunday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks without Russell Wilson visiting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, this is the easiest weekend preview I've ever seen. Because there's only one game I'm even intrigued by. Well, there's two games I'm intrigued by. There's only one that I really want to watch. That is my old ball coach playing Bill Belichick on Sunday afternoon. Seahawks Steelers, you couldn't pay me to watch that game. Like, if I was doing Freddie and Fitzsimmons,
I'm pretty sure we could pay you to watch that game.
Something tells me you will watch that game without getting paid.
I promise you I will not watch that game. I will watch Purdue-Iowa. I'm intrigued by a little bit. But these games are all Clunk City, USA. Dolphins-Jaguars? What is that even on this list for? I don't think Dolphins
Clunk
fans want to watch
City.
This game.
It's the only
Dolphins-Jaguars is on the list because it's a rematch of Tua.
It's on the list because it's at a weird time. It's the only reason that game's on the list.
Yeah, it's my golf and NASCAR
Trevor
theory.
Lawrence versus Tua.
Hey, Jason, Jesse, do you even put this on the list if it's not at 8:30 in the morning?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Thank you.
Just trying to help you out, Jesse. Sorry.
It has a monopoly on the early Sunday time slot.
All right,
slot,
so the
though.
Game I'm most intrigued by far, Cowboys-Pats. I think it's going to be a good test for this Cowboys offense going against Belichick's defense. Really interested to see that. And then if I had to pick another one, give me Purdue-Iowa. Get a good chance to see two teams that Wisconsin's going to play. Let's see where we're at.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch any of these because I'm going to be busy trying to get my vaccination card laminated, which, by the way, via Facebook, Kim emails in. Hey, Jason, check out Office Max. They have plastic slipcover sized just for your COVID card.
Oh,
I don't see her emailing about gummy worms.
Can we please get some gummy worm, gummy bear debate on Facebook or LinkedIn so that we don't have to talk vax cards? Somebody really text you that? Oh, my. You know what? I maybe don't have a pulse for it. I might be completely wrong on this. Maybe everybody wants to talk lamination. It could be. Because it is. I'll say this. Laminating stuff is fun. I will give you that.
Jim on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk
and
Text line.
If this is about lamination, I swear to God.
Jim in Indianapolis. Gummy worms rule.
Yes. All right, Jimmy.
Wow.
1-1.
Heck of a take there, Jim. Meanwhile, Kim got her slip cover for her COVID card because she went to New Orleans. She's going to New Orleans next week. She's got it on a retractable clip in her purse. By the way, speaking of messaging via Facebook, I got a very angry message yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. because apparently I offended one of our avid listeners for not being pro garage haunted house.
Okay.
He has his own haunted house in his garage, and the neighborhood kids love it. He told me I can come and stand outside because I'm not allowed in now. I've been banned from his garage.
Yeah, I don't. Some of your takes, I just don't understand. Like, why would you?
I don't want to go into some random person's haunted house. Now, if I was friends with him, fine. But if I'm going out on Halloween and I'm taking my kids trick-or-treating,
yep.
I'm not just worried about razor blades and the popcorn ball. I also don't want them abducted in some random dude's garage door opening haunted house.
You're going to be with them. You're not like, it's not like you drop the kids off at the haunted house with chainsaws and it's, hey, I'll be back in 3 hours. I got to go down to Home Depot. I got to go run to, what's the place that she got her card laminated? I got to get my Vax card laminated. I'll see you in 2 hours. Like, that's not how this works.
Some people, it's just, not all of them are helicopter parents like me. I can tell you this, though. Whether you're hunting for gummy worms, gummy bears, or something to laminate with for your Vax card, Fleet Farm's got you covered. Right now, the hunt is on for deals, and Fleet Farm has everything you need for your deer hunting season. Top brands for gear, clothing, scent control, game processing, and more. You can get them all at Fleet Farm, and if you use Parts Finder at Fleet Farm, you can look up over 9 million hard-to-find parts for appliances, power equipment, electronics, and more. Make sure, while you're at it, sign up for Fleet Rewards. I did it, and I'm telling you, they're paying me to shop there, and I already shop there because I love it there. Earn points to save even more, plus it's free to sign up, no credit card required. Start earning your points today at fleetfarm.com/rewards. Fleet Farm,
really
proudly serving the Midwest since 1955.
Okay, I didn't mean to jump. I thought you were done. I really wonder what they do to make those gummy worms. Why they're so much better than anybody else's. I'm really fascinated by that.
JR in West Bend, I'll take gummy bears or worms over COVID.
Amen. 2-1 us. Jesse and I are beating you, Jason. 2-1 good, guys.
Well, if you take them over COVID, then did you get vaccinated to prevent yourself from getting COVID so you can eat your gummy worms happily? And what did you do with your card? That's what I want to know. Dennis in Nashville just sent me a picture of his card, which he has in a laminated container of some sort.
Okay, so it's 2-2.
Here's the problem.
All right, it's 2-2.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know if
was
it's laminated or
was he eating gummy worms while he sent
that? He was not, no.
Okay.
But the question is, he has more things filled in on his card. First dose, second dose, booster.
Mm.
I can't laminate mine yet, right? Because if I laminate it, they can't put the booster shot on there when I get it.
Olympic gold medalist Matt Hamilton texts in, gummy bears are superior.
Wow, that's an upset. I thought Hambone and I were more aligned than that, but okay. That's fair.
We'll see, Matt, when we have to schedule.
What about Chopper? Is Chopper waiting?
Sub of the day, you're going to regret sending that. We will continue the gummy worms versus gummy bears versus vaccine lamination cards. And we'll also get to our headlines next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Not only sent me his Vax card from Nashville, he's also sending me tips on how to pseudo-laminate it so it can be updated
when
needed.
What is a pseudo-laminate?
I think he used some thick packaging tape, he says.
Okay.
But he leaves the opening for the update.
Slide it in. Okay.
Meanwhile, on the private talk and text line, Sarah Tauscher is sending me where I can purchase my Bax card protectors.
Okay.
And apparently Clark, the owner of said garage haunted house.
Where is he? Where's he located?
I'll let you send your kids over to Clark's house.
I will. Because if it's Clark close, wanted, we maybe will.
Clark wanted to clarify. I said you could stand outside. I did not say you couldn't come in. I'm not sure I understand the distinction there.
Just wait a second. So how big is Clark's garage? Should we do a... should we combine families for a haunted house road trip?
A remote from Clark's garage for Clark's a haunted house.
Well, I don't know if we want to do a remote there because Wi-Fi issues, a lot of work for Jesse. And we
it
don't
is.
Want to
You're
do
right.
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I am open, if it's within a 45-minute drive, I am open to going to Clark's place and checking out this. Lord knows what he's got in there. I don't know. I'm open to it. And then we'll stop over to Dan and Cambria's place after on the way home.
Andy in Janesville texts in, pretty sure Wildy is just scared of haunted houses.
Is that right?
What are you, chicken?
Mm-hmm. Do I need my vaccination card to be able to go in? Will there be gummy bears and gummy worms there to snack on? These are all deal breakers. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Time now for headlines. Spooky or fluky? Tausch, you're up.
All right, so I have been on quite a run here. Whereas Steinhoffel's...
You don't even do the work yourself!
I know, I do. I have to go through... It's actually
you have
become,
to choose which one you like best that everyone gave you.
It's become a little tedious. There's a lot of ego at play here as far as what gets picked and what doesn't. So it's
turned out it's
been fantastic. I hope we keep it rolling. I have a couple that I'm going to kind of dabble with. But I have not. I'm going to give you my final one later. First one, Packers hibernating defense fields the win just in time. Yeah, I thought that was okay. Not his best. That one is
the
not
the longest headline ever.
No,
even
yours
longer
are a
than
lot
mine.
Longer. Yours are a lot longer. You know that. This is the one that's going to get it done. This is the one I am putting in to get another victory. You guys know how much I love the old 86 Bears defense. Packers defense 86's Fields dream. That's
you had
headline.
Finally started referring to them as the 85 Bears correctly, and
but
now we've
Bears
lost all the progress
too.
We made.
The 86 Bears are pretty good, too. That's my winner for the
so
week.
So that's all you've got? I figured you'd have like six or seven.
Oh, no, I have more. I mean, do you want me to... I want you guys... I don't want to steal all your
no,
stuff.
No, I'd love to hear more. Please, share more.
Let me see. This one... I'll tell you what. Pat has been really pounding on this Joe Barry. Like, he loves the... He also, like me, loves alliteration. So he's got Barry, Barely, Barry's Bears. Barry, Barely, Barry's Bears.
I kind of...
That's
I'll
good.
I'll be honest.
You
I
guys
kinda
like
that one better
yeah,
than the one
that's
you
a
picked.
Good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to like to hear that. That's not what I picked. And then the last one, which I... This was a close... This one I almost went with... Jen Latta related. Not fool's gold. LaFleur shows Midas touch as Packers win fifth straight. I like that one, too.
That's a good one, too. You guys are doing a great job over there.
Before the
even
Bears
though you're not doing jack.
And the other one, I really was trying to find one to fit Matlock. Because of all your investigative work this week, I tried to find a way to get Matlock into the equation, but I couldn't.
All right, Jesse, you're up.
I think the Packers' defense will be the story that we're talking about on Monday. And I don't know if it'll be a reflection of how great the defense is, especially as shorthanded as they are, or as much as it'll be that the Chicago Bears' offense is not very good. But my headline is, bare minimum, Packers defense steals the show at the poor man's outer space Parthenon.
Okay, good luck with that one.
Bears don't play offense.
My turn.
Well, the Bears, last week was their best game. They scored 14 points, was it? Like, they're not good.
Yeah, I just don't know how they're going to put up more than 16 or 17 points. I don't see it. And as good as the Bears defense might be, you think they're holding Old Boy down with the weather being halfway decent to under 17 points?
Single-digit points for the Bears this
week. Yeah, I think they could sneak into the 10 to 13 range.
Time now for my headline. And in the spirit of staying on this team that I love, gummy bears can't worm their way to victory. Packers deliver shots to Bears winning streak.
Chocolate covered gummy bears? I don't get that. William Behringer tweets at me and says, try chocolate covered gummy bears. Your headline was pretty good, by the way.
Doesn't even listen to the show.
No, I did listen.
Literally.
That's why I interjected with the gummy bears.
Chocolate covered gummy bears sound kind of strange. Maybe I'd like them. I wonder if they do chocolate covered gummy worms. You know what they should do, since they sell them at Fleet Farm? They should do chocolate covered circus peanuts. Now that would be delicious. Maybe we can get Jason to eat like 7 of them at once and see what happens.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Those are our headlines. I got a headline for you. Halloween is coming, and last year on Halloween, it snowed on us. Don't wait. You know you want an Aaron snow thrower. It'll change your life, or at least change your winter. If you don't have one, check out Aarons.com to find out more. Find the right one that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Or just visit one of the showrooms at one of the authorized local Aarons dealers. And if you've already got your Aarons snow thrower, you know what I'm talking about. But make sure that it's ready for when the snow flies. So either get it tuned up by a professional, which is what I would do, or do it yourself if you're that kind of person. I'm just not. Aarons.com. Find out more. They will take whatever Mother Nature dishes out this winter. Time for Whoa Nelly, and it's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
You got the kind of love that can be so smooth, yeah. Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Tausch, great news for you.
Apple is the forbidden
Clark.
Fruit.
Clark, not Griswold, and his garage haunted house is in Verona. Short journey for you, so great opportunity for you to check out a garage haunted house.
You gonna come join us or not?
I'm not allowed in. I have to stand outside.
I think Clark has made it abundantly clear he wants you to come.
I'm just going by his messages on Facebook. And if he messaged me on LinkedIn, maybe I'd change my opinion. If you missed the riveting discussion, that was a joke, by the way. I am really tired of all the LinkedIn messages that I'm getting.
I don't think you are. I think you love every minute.
I need to turn off the notifications because it's...
Well, you've been saying that for 2 weeks and you don't, and you continue to talk about them. So yeah, I'm starting to believe you just love the attention. But that's just my opinion.
No, but I do think it's funny. And I think that's since none of my ideas on this show are particularly appreciated, I think maybe the LinkedIn stuff comes in handy. All right. If you missed the riveting discussion about vaccination card lamination or gummy bears versus gummy worms, well, guess what? You're in luck. You can either not listen to it at all if you missed it. And apparently the vaccination card discussion falls under that category, but not the gummy bear, gummy worm discussion. If you missed that, you can catch it on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all we appreciate. Who do you think David Gruber is? Do you think he's a gummy worm or a gummy bear guy?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have an answer for you.
I'll check with David on the private talk and text line and get back to you. But make sure you sign up and subscribe to Wisconsin On Demand on all your favorite platforms. Jesse, I see you before we start Wonelli. You are getting ready to draw this week's trivia winner. Good job remembering.
I remembered. First time in 2 weeks, I think. But here we go. I have selected a name from the Cheese Fry Helmet of Mystery. Congratulations, Kevin in Madison.
Wow. Today? Yesterday?
No, Kevin was Monday's contestant.
Oh.
Monday.
Hit the Paul Allen saying, oh, today. No, yesterday.
It is gone! No, he missed it.
Oh, he missed it. Yeah.
No, last week Tuesday. No, it was Thursday. No, it was actually Monday. Oh.
I feel kind of bad because Kevin's a frequent trivia contestant. But we had a few first-timers this week. I was kind of hoping I'd pick one of them. Got to be honest, I was rooting against
Kevin. You're cheering against frequent contestants?
Yeah, I was rooting against Kevin. Yeah. Nice win, though.
All right. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wilde and Tausch.
38 and a half. The line has actually gone down for Wisconsin and Army. It started at 39 for the over-under point total. It's down to 38 and a half. One of the lowest over-under point totals you may ever see set by Vegas for a college football game anymore. Tausch, 38 and a half over-under Wisconsin Army tomorrow.
We've joked that it's going to be a two-hour game. Unfortunately, halftimes in college football are like 4 hours. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Wisconsin's offense has been it's a struggle. Everything is grinding it out. Army, they don't throw the football. Wisconsin's defense is really good. I'll be shocked if they give up double-digit points tomorrow, and I'll be shocked if Wisconsin's over 30. So it's going to be close. I mean, there's a reason Las Vegas does what it does. I think it's going to end up creeping and being over, but barely. I think Wisconsin's going to win something like 27-10, 27-9, something like that. I don't know if that math adds up.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you not just say that it was going to be the over, and then you said 27-10 or 27-9?
I meant under.
I know some of us don't listen to when other people talk, but I thought I was listening.
Or some people listen and then just tune out, yes.
I'm going to take the under as well. What's next?
Wonelli!
ESPN ranked all the backup quarterbacks in the National Football League. And they're divided into categories. Tiers, one may say.
Oh, we all love tiers around here.
So the top five...
Tears of a clown now that Dunzo's no longer on the program.
That's right. Sorry. The top five veterans you can trust, you don't want him on the field, or untested question marks. Which do you think Jordan Love is? Untested question mark, or you don't want him on the field?
I think he's untested. He's an untested.
Nobody's going to say you don't want him on the field.
I mean, I'm going to say you don't want him on the field.
No, I don't think anybody in Green Bay wants him on the field.
I understand, but I don't think that it's fair to him to put him in that category.
You don't want him on the field? Brett Hundley of the Indianapolis Colts. But yes, untested question mark. Jordan Love. I will now read on the radio. The infamous heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers. Love did not play as a rookie, was uneven during the 2021 preseason, and has gotten on the field during garbage time for two regular season games. A first-round pick out of Utah State, Love could be the starter as early as next year if Rodgers leaves Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I think that's a pretty good little summary that whoever wrote that, pretty good little summary of Jordan.
Must not be Bill Barnwell.
No, Barnwell would analyze his own analyzation, which I kind of respect.
This was Kevin Seifert. Seifert?
Oh, Seife.
Seifert, yeah, we love him. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
We did Power Rankings Tuesday earlier this week, and we talked about the Packers being in the ESPN NFL Power Rankings again at number 5. But what was also included in those Power Rankings was the most improved player for every NFL team. Rob Domofsky selected Yosh Nijman as the most improved player for the Green Bay Packers here in 2021. Do you agree with DeBoldski's assessment, or would you pick someone else to be recognized as the Packers' most improved player?
Yeah, no, I'm picking somebody else. I'm picking Preston Smith. I think he's been a lot better. I thought last year they were kind of mixing and matching, putting Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary passed last year. And I give Preston Smith a lot of credit. He swallowed his pride, took a little bit of a pay cut, and decided to come back. He's in better shape. He has been more impactful than he was last year. So for Yosh Nijman, I don't think there was any expectation for Yosh. He's done a nice job. He's filled in and been very good. But Preston Smith is more improved, in my opinion.
That's a really good choice. I agree on Preston Smith. I would like to see Kevin King healthy enough, because he played really well against the Bengals, and he gets a lot of grief, and deservedly so, but it would have been interesting. Again, we'll see if he practices today. They're about to start practice over at Lambeau Field. We'll see if he gets maybe to return. But he's a guy that I thought was trending better, but he's just been hurt again or in the concussion protocol for too much of the season. You got one more, Jesse?
Whoa, Nelly!
I've been waiting all week. I made my return last week, stepping in for Gabe Neitzel, calling Marquette High School football on 540 ESPN. I had another fantastic call that I wanted you guys to hear.
Second down and 10, Marquette with 2:07 to go in the first quarter.
Frankie Calipi has not dropped too many passes. He'll be replaying that one in his head all night long.
Honest to God, Mike Padol, we're outside on the top of the broadcast booth. I think I swallowed a bug. I have not been able to shake it out of him. So I am struggling as we have a 2-yard gain for Gengler to the 26-yard line.
You said you were hungry.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear it?
Honest to God, if I'm you, I send that clip to everybody hiring play-by-play announcers. Like, I legit, that is fantastic.
Can you hear it at the beginning?
No, second. I thought you were, I'm like, boy, he's stuffed up. I didn't know if Bain had those allergies. Kind of hit him back. We
second
didn't
down
get his Claritin.
Second down and 10.
Now
second
I hear
down
it.
And 10.
Yeah, you didn't hear that. It definitely sounded verklempt.
Second down and 10.
Oh, my God.
I am not doing the game tonight, for what it's worth.
What did you swallow? Was it a beetle?
I think it was a mosquito. We were right next to... We were at Brookfield East High School last week, and there was kind of this, like, wooded area right behind where the press box, a little swamp.
Scenic.
Yeah. I think those skeeters were out and about last Friday.
Yeah, that's...
Second 10.
That's pretty good stuff.
You can hear the bug. You can definitely hear the bug.
Second down and 10.
Hey, send that over to Matt LaPay. Ask him how he would handle that.
Wow. That is it for Whoa Nelly. It is
second
also
down 10.
I ain't going to lie to you, Mike. I swallowed a bug.
You know what goes with a bug? A Coors Light. That's the way
Jesse
you wash down a bug.
Jesse needed a Coors Light to wash that bug down, and he just needed to chill because I'm sure he is stressed. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process. Cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light. It is refreshing, it is crisp, and it is only 102 calories. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand. It's in Jesse's when he's chugging down and needs to get a mosquito or a beetle or a June bug, whatever it is down. It is Coors Light. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Honest to God,
we'll close
Mike,
out
we're
the
outside on the top of the broadcast booth. I think I swallowed a bug.
That's fantastic.
That may be your Feel Good Friday, presented by Nunn's Kitchen Bath and Flooring and painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. We'll close up the week next.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. Now we're here, it's been so long.
The way we love to close it out with Feel Good Friday, presented by Nunn's Kitchen Bath and Flooring and painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Feel Good Friday on Wilde and Tausch is presented by Nunn's Kitchen Bath and Flooring, remodeling your home and the moments you make within it. Visit one of their four showrooms in the Madison and Milwaukee areas today, or visit their website, nunns.com, to schedule an appointment.
Feel Good Friday begins with the man who started Feel Good Friday, Mark Tauscher.
Yeah, I just saw this. This is a cool little story. The aircraft in New England Patriots, he's got two big old jets, right? And he takes, you know, the Patriots team, if they play in Houston, wherever they go, they take it. Well, I think they're at home this weekend, and the undefeated Rhode Island football team, typically, they're undefeated. They're bus. They had thought they had an eight-hour bus ride ahead of them to go play. What did old bad Bobby Kraft do? He said, hey, fellas, come on down. You see the Rhode Island players, they get to go on the Patriots plane. I think that's really cool that the professional New England Patriots allow them to use that plane, shorten up their trip for their trip down to Towson for the undefeated Rhode Island football team. I like that story.
Tough matchup for them with Towson. Towson, pretty good team. Jesse, what's your Feel Good Friday?
I always thought it was Towson.
That I know for a fact. I might not know Forbidden Fruit. Towson.
It's outside of Baltimore.
It is.
On this National Cheese Curd Day, I thought it was appropriate to share this story from earlier in the week. I love seeing when our local teams get to partner with great organizations. The Milwaukee Bucks and Sargento teamed up again for the Tip Off for Homes initiative. Third year that Sargento and the Bucks are partnering. A donation for every time that the Milwaukee Bucks win the opening tip of one of their games. The initiative has made a total donation of $77,500 in 2 years going to Habitat for Humanity in Milwaukee. So Sargento and the Bucks teaming up as they get set for the regular season to open on Tuesday. Happy National Cheese Curd Day. And loved hearing that for Sargento and the Bucks.
Yeah, that's a cool story. And finishing up, this is always a really tough time for me. 8 years ago, my dad passed. So I think for everybody out there, if your dad's still around, or if you're a dad, give a big hug to your dad or your kids today. It's always a tough time for me. 8 years ago is when my dad passed. He'd have loved today's show. He'd have loved the Garden of Eden talk. I know that. Apple would have been his forbidden fruit.
Was he more gummy worms or gummy bears?
You know, he loved the nuts at Fleet Farm. The big jug, I don't know what the formula was, but he was the big nut guy.
the big jug. So we wrap up the week talking about how Denny loved his nuts and the big jug from Fleet Farm.
It's where we're at.
How many PP&Js did he make for you?
Now that I think about it, maybe he made the peanut butter from those nuts, the peanuts. Actually, yeah, the salted peanuts in the can.
I would like to thank Denny, who was wonderful to me as well, and we always loved Otsi and I seeing him. He was always on our flights because he was always going to your games. His divine intervention to allow us to close out the week talking about big jugs and nuts from Fleet Farm. He's one of the all-time great human beings. And take Tausch's advice and hug your kids today, or your dad if he's still with you, on his advice. That'll do it for us this week. Thank you for coming along for the ride through all of our wackiness. You never know where the show's going to go, and that's part of its charm. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games, and we'll be back with you on Monday. Take care. Be good.